taking a few minutes to come to rest and to settle into the moment with the breath. Allowing the transition into meditation to be a gentle one. So maybe starting with the eyes open and allowing the breath to guide your eyes to close at the right moment. So releasing the need to enter into a meditative state. And just allowing the transition to be natural. A slipping into the state. Allowing the eyes to grow heavy gradually. Maybe taking a while to close fully. Allowing the shoulders to soften, to release their tension gradually. For the head to sink into the pillow, for the jaw to open slightly, and to release the need to hold yourself against anything. Making friends with the surface upon which you were laid or sat. Feeling the security in the surface which holds you in this moment. Giving your weight up to it. Relinquishing control over your body. And allowing yourself to be held. So we move our awareness through the points of contact, the back of the head as it sinks into the cushion. Our newly released neck and shoulders. No need to brace ourselves anymore. Just allowing a dropping down. A settling into the surface, becoming one, if you like, with the ground. Feeling the points where your back meets most profoundly the ground. This will be different for everyone, depending on the stage of your journey you're at. So giving yourself a minute or so to fully experience how that feels for you. There will no doubt be parts of your back which feel more strongly in contact with the ground, and those which still feel more lifted or imbalanced from the other side. It's enough just to notice this. The body's innate healing ability will take care of the rest without you having to do anything. So on an out-breath, letting go of the control to correct or fix your body, and giving way to the wisdom which is held within your body, within your subconscious. And giving it the space and permission now to fully come into effect. Feeling the weight of the lower back, the pelvis. The solid weight of your bum and of your legs dropping down through the pelvis if you're in a semi-supine position. The feet, our feet which carry us through this life, making contact with the earth, placing your awareness on the soles of your feet, the line where you and the earth meet. Sending your breath down into the soles of your feet. Noticing the effect that has. Noticing the sensations change in the soles of your feet the moment you place your awareness there and place your breath there. An aliveness, tingling, heat, maybe even a sense of movement. Connection. Buzzing. These are all sensations coming to me now as I move through this meditation with you. Breathing and expanding our awareness out with our body. Into our feet, into the ground. But also feeling the rest of the body expanding into the space around us. And if we now take our attention to parts of our body which feel imbalanced from left to right particularly, or perhaps even top to bottom in some way, so noticing where we feel a little imbalanced. Maybe one shoulder feels higher than the other, more tense than the other. And so just to give our subconscious a little helping hand, I invite you now to place your awareness on the part which feels most raised off the surface, almost tense. And take a slightly deeper breath than normal, guiding the breath into that area, filling up the space in that area, whether it be around bones, around ligaments, around muscles, but allowing the air in around the structures of this part of your body. And just practice filling up the area with breath. No more, just filling up. Allowing in space. Space to expand. And now, on the out-breath, after you've filled up the space in your body with air, the space between bones, space between ligaments connecting to your bones, space between organs, perhaps. Space between nerves. As small as they are, they're all floating in space. So allowing in that expansion, and then on the out-breath, releasing with an audible out-breath, and allowing the body for a second or two in that still point at the end of the breath to relax. Before the cycle begins again. Breathing in, expand, breathing air into the space, allowing it to move and swirl around. Softening and stroking as it goes. And then release. And so giving you time now to practice this, either in this area or another area, which is feeling imbalanced. So we turn towards the area that needs our help, first of all. Noticing the knock-on effects that happen through releasing one part of the body. Something else can release at quite the other end. Everything is connected. Nothing separate. And so perhaps getting a sense of the muscle fascia, the connective tissue, which is often disregarded as being nothing. Perhaps this is everything. The stuff between things. Stuff between things, the space between things is of most importance. Known in art as negative space. In music as negative space, silence. When composing a tune, the rests are of most importance. They give shape to the notes. The areas left white in a painting give form to the colour. And likewise, the space between our organs. Fine fascia which lives in that space, often regarded as filler packing, is indeed what gives function to the things themselves. Optimum function. And so working with space between things makes the things themselves work better. Working with the silence And so, as we are now feeling more balanced, it's now very important to take your awareness more broad and to view the whole body lying here. as one, letting go of the bad side and the good side, the bad end and the top end, the good end, the painful bit and the non-painful bit, letting go of those dualities and resting in a oneness with the earth holding you. Your body will naturally make small adjustments to straighten you up and balance you out throughout this meditation. Each time that happens, give thanks for the wisdom within. All you have done is turn attention to the space and allowed that space and silence to grow. Everything else takes care of itself. Following the natural pulls in your body now to make any changes. The angle of your head, the position of your leg, maybe a slight shuffle of your hips to the right. Follow all of these cues and allow your body to heal itself into alignment. And so now time to be a little playful. Often we can get bogged down in meditation being such a serious practice. But really, it's as serious or as playful as you make it. So turning now towards any form of pain or discomfort, not necessarily an imbalance, but an actual pain or niggle, and taking your mind really into this pain. Really entering into this part of your body with your mind. Imagining yourself as a mini me inside this part. Moving around, exploring. Like a science video, moving around cells, enlarged, moving around nerves. See seeing the blood flowing, as if you're inside this very act of creation. Seeing your body all at work, all on its own, as an observer, as a mini me moving around blood vessels. Imagine yourself climbing through and between nerves, around bones. And really getting in there. Touching. Maybe touching bits that are painful. Stroking. Noticing colours, textures, making friends with this part of your body inside, going deep. Smiling, getting to know it. Getting to know the structures, seeing the functions happening. Your body taking care of itself. So doing whatever you find soothes you in this visualization. Noticing the expansion when you breathe into this area. And how this opens up the blood vessels, the capillaries, to increase circulation, carrying nourishment to these areas, to replenish and to repair. Breathing deeply. Sensations changing. Opening. Softening. Maybe you even perceive a slight pulsation, a slight movement. Now giving thanks for the time that you've been able to spend up close and personal inside this part of your body. And zooming out. If you like, resting in that space. Behind your eyes. so we can hold our whole body in view. Lying here symmetrically, giving thanks for the time we've spent in this part of our body, and now the invitation is to go to the opposite side of your body. If you have two of this part you've been focusing on, if not, then just relaxing back with an open, broad, zoomed out awareness. Focusing on the opposite side, or the broader awareness. Balancing up. Notice the feeling of movement as you do this. Releasing on the out-breath. Notice your other side of your body, or your whole body, now come to life as you place your awareness there, and retreat from the zoomed in, close macro version of where you have been working. Balancing up the sensations, balancing up the pulsations, the movement. And now finally, to move your awareness out with your body to the space immediately beyond the edge of your skin. Just outside your fingers, the space just around your toes. An inch around your body, focusing on that space. Noticing what happens to the sensations within your body. feeling the connection.